What up, world? It's your boy Richie G here with another episode of The Random World of Richie G. If this is your first time joining in, welcome. Thank you for being a part of this. As many of you know, or for those who don't, this podcast is for anything entertainment-wise, movies, music, TV, wrestling, hip-hop, or music in general, anime, my own two cents on things, my predictions on what's going to happen on shows and movies, etc., etc. Again, this podcast is unfiltered and unedited, so you will hear me fuck up. You will hear me pause to take my time and to collect my thoughts and So yes, episode 4, ladies and gentlemen. Now I know I have part 2 of episode 3 that I haven't uploaded yet, but that's actually coming after this Tuesday. So be on the lookout for that. Episode 4 is it's Game of Thrones time, people. The wait is over. We've been waiting for 2 years for this motherfucker to premiere, and it's time. Season 8, final season, Game of Thrones, tonight at 9 p.m. Now, if you don't recall what happened last season, season 7, let me fill you in. The wall has been destroyed by the Night King, his army, and the newly resurrected Viserys. The Army of the Dead is heading to Winterfell, and so are a bunch of other people, and shit's gonna go sideways. Dany and Jon Snow, Jon Snow and Daenerys, they hooked up, they had relations, they did the horizontal tango, if you were to put it that way. We found out that Jon is actually a Targaryen. So congratulations, you resurrected bitch. You just fucked your auntie. So yeah. Let's see. Jaime Lannister left his sister's side, Cersei. She was actually about to kill his ass. And I think she might have actually done it, because she's fucking nuts. But yes, a lot of things have happened. Now people are aware of the Army of the Dead, and you would think that would make Cersei like, you know what? Yeah, let's fix this issue of ours. But nope, that bitch was like, fuck you guys. I'm gonna pretend like I'm gonna help you, but I'm not actually gonna help you. Here are my predictions for this coming episode. Now again, my predictions are mainly just theory, just things that might happen, that might not happen. Again, predictions, theories that everyone has been coming up with for the past 2 years, like I said. So my first prediction, I believe that Jaime Lannister is going to kill Cersei. Why he's going to kill her? One, he saw her already go over that edge, which is why he left in season 7. But I also predict that she's going to do something bad. Now, what that is that's up in the air, because she's done a bunch of shit that's bad. I actually predict she's going to kill Tyrion. Something's going to happen, and Tyrion's going to go back to King's Landing or something, and she's actually going to kill Tyrion. That's going to cause Jaime Lannister to kill her. What a lot of people are predicting, which makes a lot of sense as well, is that in the Battle of Winterfell, which is scheduled to be the biggest battle that they've ever filmed. It was like the most expensive episode they've ever filmed. I mean, I get it. There's because almost what 88%, 90% of the main cast members are going to be in this battle. Now, so many people are going to die in this battle, and that's going to be a shit show. A lot of people are saying that what if Jaime actually dies in the Battle of Winterfell, and Arya, being who she is, she steals his face and then goes to King's Landing, and that's how she kills Cersei. Because if y'all remember, Cersei is actually on her list of people that she needs to kill. So yeah, that's one of the predictions, and that could easily happen. That could very much happen. The three, so a lot of people are set to die at the Battle of Winterfell. The three guaranteed deaths I can give, and it's just obvious if you actually think about it, are Grey Worm, because, you know, he's the leader of the Unsullied. He's like Daenerys's main bodyguard. And, you know, he'd be willing to die for his queen and for Missandei and everything. And unfortunately, I feel like he's going to die. Like, a lot of the Unsullied, a lot of the Dothraki, a lot of the Winterfell army, they're all going to die. A lot of them are going to die. And I believe Grey Worm is going to be one of those casualties. My other prediction is Brienne of Tarth. Now, I like Brienne, but I predict it's going to be like one of those full circle things. Because if you remember, one of the last things that that Catelyn Stark asked her was to take care of her girls, which is why she went to go look for Sansa. And so I predict that that's what's going to happen. Like, she's going to either be protecting Sansa, protecting Arya, protecting them both, and she's going to get killed. Like, she's going to use her last breath as like a sacrifice. Like let me give my body for you. And then Drogon is my third prediction, because there's no way he's not going to die. It's going to end up being Drogon versus Viserion, dragon versus dragon, and they're both pretty much going to kill each other. And with Drogon dying, that actually brings my next point. If Drogon dies, that can go one of two, that can go multiple ways. If Drogon dies and Dany is riding him, she will die too. That's my prediction there. If she's on Drogon and he dies, she's going to die. If she isn't on Drogon and she witnesses him die, this is where we could see her transform into the Mad Queen. You know, basically how her father went crazy and how Targaryens are known to have that rage in them. And it's funny because Jon was just recently outed as a Targaryen. And throughout the series, you see Jon have his rage-filled moments. So maybe that's his Targaryen side coming out. So I feel like if Dany isn't on Drogon and Drogon dies, she's going to go insane. And a lot of people, and I actually brought this up to a friend of mine, and he said, what if she takes Rhaegal, the remaining dragon, and she just flies to King's Landing and just obliterates the whole thing. And that could be the result. If you all remember the trailer where it shows Cersei in the castle, or in her room in King's Landing, and she's like sipping wine with like a smirk. That could be her, like, her final drink, if that's what that means. So
if Drogon dies, I feel like Dany's gonna go crazy. Because Dany and Jon hooked up, I feel like she's gonna become pregnant. She's gonna get pregnant.
The reason I say that is because if you remember Targaryens, the reason they were able to last long and the reason they were so high and mighty, apparently, is because all they did was inbreeding. They had sex amongst themselves. And that half Targaryen side of Jon, I feel like, is just enough to get her pregnant. That's the main reason she wasn't technically pregnant with Khal Drogo's kid, or she miscarried Khal Drogo's kid, because he wasn't a Targaryen, so that it was tainted blood, I guess you could say. So if Daenerys dies, then I feel like Jon will get the throne. If Jon dies, I feel Daenerys will get the throne. If Daenerys dies, though, I say she, like I said, she either dies on Drogon or she dies giving birth. Like, they'll somehow show it that Targaryens give birth within like a matter of like two days of getting pregnant, and she dies giving birth. Now, if Jon and Dany don't die, Or if they do die, or if they don't want to be a part of the game anymore and they just want to go live happily ever after, whatever, which I doubt is going to happen because they've already released that it's going to be a sad fucking ending for the whole show. So that means a bunch of people are going to die. But if both of them are gone, I feel like Sansa is going to get the throne and Arya is going to be her hand. That is, if Arya doesn't die, which, again, there's so many theories and so many predictions that people have discuss. Like I said, we've been waiting for fucking the final season for 2 years, and of course that's gonna bring about so many options. And it's not like we can rely on the book, because they stopped using the book after season 5.
And I don't know, man. Like, I'm just excited. Like, I've been excited since they released the first teaser trailer. I've been excited since they announced the fucking release date for the first episode last year. Which didn't help because we were like, well, shit, now we have to wait a whole year for this shit to pop off. Now the only downside I think with this final season is they gypped us, man. I mean, I get it, you know, 6 episodes, whatever. It should have been 8 episodes. Fuck it, you could have just made it 10 episodes like every other season. But they also let us know that, or I guess the rumor was that every episode was gonna be about 1.5 to 2 hours, almost like a fucking movie per episode. And that's not the case. You know, the first two, they released the run times for all the episodes. The first two episodes are about 55, 56 minutes each. Then episode 3 and 4, which is the Battle of Winterfell, those are the two longest episodes. Those are about 1.5 hours each. And then episodes 5 and 6 are about 1 hour and 5 minutes each. Which, I mean, cool, whatever, but I personally don't believe that's enough time to get shit situated. With as many holes that there are to fill for this series. But you know, I'm a strong believer that they have their shit together. They know exactly what they're gonna do, and I'm just excited, man. And the good thing is that I mean, don't get me wrong, like, nothing against people that don't watch Game of Thrones. You know, you do what you gotta do, you like what you like. I always tell people to give it a shot, because they always say, yeah, I watched the first episode. So I usually tell them, no, watch at least the first, four or five episodes. And if you don't like it, then cool, whatever. However, anyone I've told to watch the first four or five episodes, they love it. They love it immediately. I check with them maybe a couple days later and they're like, yeah, I'm already on season 4. Oh, okay. Well, I did my job then. You saw exactly what everyone else saw. So I love that. I love the fact that we're all going to be biting our nails at 9 p.m. today or 10 p.m. whenever you watch it. If you have HBO or HBO Go, or if you use some other source and you have to wait for the shit to get uploaded online, whatever. But the fact that we're all going to be united in the shock and awe of this whole shit. I don't know. It's a nice feeling. And I know we're all going to be shocked and we're all going to be sad and shit's going to go sideways and we're not going to be able to act. And I'm just excited for this new upcoming season. And it sucks because it's literally 6 episodes and they're going to come and go before you even know it. Think about it. The first episode's today, second episode's already next week. And before you know it, Game of Thrones is done and it's going to be out of our lives. And I can guarantee you one thing, I'm definitely going to buy the box set for this fucking show, and I hope the actual design for the box set is something dope. But yes, so my predictions, they were slightly shoddy, but you know, that's, I feel like it's just mainly my excitement for today's episode, and I'm just really hyped. And so many things can happen, so many things can go right, so many things can go wrong. And it's funny because we'll predict one thing as Game of Thrones fans, and then the writers will just throw us a fucking wrench. And they'll be like, you know what? I liked your idea, but we went with the exact opposite idea of that and fucked up your whole imagination. So come up with something else with the result we just gave you. It's going to be fucking wrong, but at least you have fun with it. And that's true. Reading all these theories and all these reactions and predictions and, oh, well, if you remember in the book, it's like this. Or if you remember this season, it's like this. No. Remember, the shit can go sideways immediately. Like, I myself personally predict, I can't say who, but I predict we're at least going to see one death today's episode. Someone's going to end up getting killed. And it's just going to be like, well, shit, that's how the shit starts. What the fuck is going to happen the rest of the episodes? That's just going to happen. Trust me. They're smart. They know what they're going to do. It's going to be literally shock and awe every single episode. And then once the Battle of Winterfell hits, which is episode 3 and 4, that's just going to... I imagine the Battle of Winterfell, reaction-wise towards us, the fans, it's going to be like the Red Wedding times... It's going to be... the Red Wedding combined with the Battle of the Bastards times three, if that makes any sense. Like, it's going to be that intense where you're just going to be on the edge of your seat and you're going to be stressed out and you're going to have to contemplate what the fuck you watched after watching it. And I'm just excited, man. I'm fucking hyped. So
if you'd like, you know, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter, on Facebook, subscribe to the podcast, so you can get updated on any upcoming episodes, any new episodes, et cetera, et cetera. I'm hyped. If this is your first time joining me, like I said, I appreciate you and thank you for being here. My name is Richie G, and thank you for being a part of my random world. Peace.